This is KWFM Tucson, your rock and roll station. KWFM, continuing the best 92 of the decade, running right in there at 34, The Doors, L.A. Woman, Heart's Magic Man at 35, Foghat's Slow Ride, 36, The Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music at number 37, and Steely Dan's Deacon Blues at 38. We're counting up there. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Brady. I'm going to be with you right up until 6. The KWFM concert line is, of course, still in business for you at 623-4000, 24 hours a day. With that, you get information on all the concerts coming to Phoenix and Tucson. Here's the news right now from ABC.
Americans are observing New Year's Day with football, parades, and some hangovers. One teenager was shot to death along the route of march at the Chairman of Roses parade this morning, but thousands watched that parade today with nothing but good thoughts as the flower-covered floats went by. In Philadelphia, the Mummers were on the march, their 80th annual New Year's Day parade. And it's a second splitting argument, but in Atlanta, Al Dale says little Brad Dennis Bailey may be the first baby of the decade.
With one doctor bringing him into this world and another watching the clock and the Times Square celebration blaring from a TV set, little Brad Dennis was born at 1 second after midnight on the first day of 1980. He thus put in his bid as the first baby of a brand new decade in the United States. He was born at Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta. His mother, 23-year-old Aletha Bailey, said she knew the birth would happen around midnight, but was surprised that her child received first baby distinction. The 7-pound, 11-ounce boy and the mother both are doing fine, according to doctors who attended the delivery. Al Dale, ABC News, Atlanta.
I'm Gil Fox, American FM Radio.
Hello. You know who this is? Suppose I said Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. Would you know then? I guess you would, because that was hung on me a long time ago, although I never said it. This is Arthur Godfrey, and I do have an important message for you about direct deposit, which is a way to get our Social Security or other government checks sent straight to wherever we do our banking. I mean, it's a good thing because it means freedom and convenience and the security of knowing that our money is safe and sound every month, whether we're home or not. So let's enjoy the peace of mind that millions already have. Ask about direct deposit wherever you do your banking. And don't thank me. What are old friends for, anyhow?
More than 10 million of Arthur's old friends are enjoying direct deposit. It means freedom, convenience, and the comfort of knowing their money's safe and sound. Ask about direct deposit wherever you do your banking. A public service message on behalf of the U.S. Treasury from the Ad Council.
Only a handful of regular firefighters showed up again for work in Kansas City, Missouri. The city began New Year's Day thinking about hiring a whole new fire department. It's a money dispute that's caused that walkout. In Chappé, Quebec, fire killed at least 25 people as flames engulfed a rural club hall last night. 50 people are hurt, more missing, presumed dead. The flames broke out in holiday decorations along one wall of the Opamiska Club. Several hundred New Year's Eve partiers panicked. No idea what caused the fire, but one report says somebody at the party was seen playing with a cigarette lighter. With the new year comes the end of the head and master law in Louisiana. Before, a husband could sell the family house, the car, borrow money, make any sort of financial deal. In short, do just about anything without his wife's consent. He was the head and master of the family. She shared the property, but only so long as it pleased him. But no more. The new year, the new decade, a new beginning. Not much of a new beginning in Iran. The hostages are still hostages. Thousands of Afghanis tried to storm the Russian embassy in Tehran. Some got inside the wall around the embassy, but they were all stopped by Iranian guards. The demonstrators shouted, "East and West are doomed." All the Arkansas football team members wore red, white, and blue armbands as they took the field in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama today. Those armbands were to honor the hostages in Iran. And the new year came with cool winds that limited the competition in Eagle Hawk, Australia today. More than 200 people are there competing in what they say is a two-day championship. Despite the winds, local champion John Turner has a narrow lead of 3 flies in the World Fly Swatting Championships. They've got more contestants than flies so far. That's the news. I'm Gil Fox on the American FM Radio Network. And Happy New Year from ABC News.
Fly Swatting Championships. Okay, we are back at KWFM at number 33 on the best of the 92. Here we go. It's traffic on KWFM.
Thank you.
number 32 and 33 on our list of the top 92 of the decade here at KWFM. Kansas, Carry On, Wayward Son, and Traffic, Slow Spark of High Heel Boys. 16 away from 3, and Happy New Year to you, by the way. I'm Jim Brady. I'll be around right up until 6. KWFM Tucson, your rock and roll station. KWFM with Deep Purple at number 28, Smoke on the Water, some Steely Dan Reelin' in the Years at 29, Ted Nugent's Stranglehold at 30, and the Doobie Brothers' China Grove 31. We'll be working our way to number 27. It's going to be the Knack coming up for you after these.
Beneath the ground fog and sound swells of a world tour, they have emerged from the gauntlet of rock on the road to meet their greatest challenge, to share their finest hours. Styx. The Grand Decathlon Styx Live. January 11th. In concert. Community Center Arena.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Styx. Stop committing all reserves, stirring a million souls with the most compelling spectacle in rock. The Grand Decathlon, rock's finest hour. Styx Live, touring the world in concert. A Beaver production.
Appearing with Styx are special guest stars, the Babies. Tickets available at all community center outlets.
Styx keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yes, it keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Just finish your last search. Don't panic. Even after the candy's gone, search with resin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, it keeps on working.
11 minutes after 3 on this New Year's Day, and Happy New Year's to you. I'm Jim Brady with you up until 6 at number 27 right now on our list of the top 92 of the decade. Here is The Knack.
We'll be right back.
KWFM with number 23 through 27 of our top 92 of the decade. The Stones shattered Eric Clapton's Cocaine. The Car Is Just What I Needed. Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing. And also The Knack with My Sharona. Number 22 coming up, The Who, Bob O'Reilly. Stick with us. Tomorrow night at 8, LA Stereo at 1523 East Broadway, and we here at KWFM will be tracking through a brand new album for you. Don't know exactly what it is. Going to wait and see what the mail brings tomorrow. Should be bringing a whole bunch of good stuff. A lot of fine January releases to look forward to, including Springsteen and just a whole list of notables. 26 minutes away from 4 right now on KWFM.
KWFM and Evening Star Productions announced the father of the blues. Muddy Waters, Monday night, January 21st at Dooley's.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive.
Muddy Waters at Dooley's, January 21st at 7 and 10:30. Tickets are on sale now at Dooley's.
Wait on the hoochie coochie, man.
Opening for Muddy Waters will be Arizona's number one blues band, the Midnight Blues Band.
Wait on the blue and have a baby. Now the man, the baby, rock and roll.
Come and see the man that named the Rolling Stones. Muddy Waters at Dooley's January 21st at 7 and 10:30. And coming February 4th for one show, Angela Beaufield, presented by Evening Star.
Hey, I'm chewing something new, new sugarless bubble yum.
Bubble Yum.
New Sugarless Bubble Yum. Nobody but Bubble Yum could give you a sugarless gum that tastes so good and lasts so long.
Special kind of yum.
Soft and juicy.
Special kind of yum.
Better tasting.
The newest number yum.
Great big bubbles.
New Sugarless Bubble Yum.
Tastes great.
A better sugarless gum.
I was making the scene at the disco here when a guy whispered sweet nothings in my ear. He said,
try sweet nothings, sugarless candy.
I said, sugarless?
Sugarless sweet nothings and delicious fruits and mints. They don't promote tooth decay.
Sweet nothings. The taste is really something, something great.
Folks, our warehouse is simply overflowing. So this New Year's Day, for 6 hours only from 3 to 9, we're having a gigantic warehouse sale with a huge selection of brand new beds and many one-of-a-kind floor models and bumped, scratched, and dented merchandise, plus some slightly damaged solid wood furniture. All at 20, 30, 40, up to 50% off. It's first come, first served, so you better hurry. That's this New Year's Day for 6 hours only from 3 to 9. That's Sun Valley Waterbeds, Broadway and Wilmot in Wilmot Plaza.
Jim Brady here with you on New Year's Day up until 6, and Karen Stern right now, number 22 on our list of the top 92. It's The Who with Bob O'Reilly.
Thank you.
This is KWFM Tucson. FM 92 with number 16 in our list of the top 92 songs of the 70s. Bob Seger with Night Moves. Number 17 was The Stones' Brown Sugar. At 18, Joe Walsh with Rocky Mountain Way. Bruce Springsteen in there with Rosalita. At 19, Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. Number 20. 21 was The Jefferson Starship with Miracles. And we also had at 22, The Who with Bob O'Reilly. We're going to take a short break here, do a commercial word, then come back with the news, and then be back with the 15th hottest song of the 1970s, so stick with us. And, of course, Happy New Year from KWFM. We are up to number 15 on our list of the top 92 songs of the 70s. It's Peter Frampton on KWFM.
Oh.
KWFM with Rod Stewart, number 13 on our list with Maggie May, Elton John's Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding at 14, and Peter Frampton, A Biggie, Do You Feel Like We Do, that number 15. 6 minutes away from 5 right now here at FM 92. I'm Jim Brady. I'll be with you till 6. And Karen Stern, something that's happening at 6:30 tonight, KWFM and ABC News will be presenting part 2 of a look at the sights and sounds of some of the things that we'll remember best about 1979. At 6:30, part 2 here on New Year's Day. Be sure to exit 79 with KWFM, okay? The Tucson National Organization for Women, that is now, will sponsor an ERA workshop for Southern Arizona on Saturday, January 12th. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. The sessions run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can contact Kate McGee for more information, 886-7938, 886-7938, and talk to Kate McGee. Let us move right along here. Coming in at number 12 for the best of the 70s, the Rolling Stones and Miss You. This is KWFM Tucson, your rock and roll station.